Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. This past weekend, I got notified by more than one person that there was something called NOFAC, or NFAC, or something like that. And they had taken on the persona of armed Black Panthers. And they were marching around Stone Mountain, Georgia, was the video I saw. They were said to be joined. This organization was said to be joined by Black Panthers, and they were wearing all black attire, and they had black berets adorned with a cat head patch, and their leader was a tall, thin black woman, armed with a rifle, and a very determined look. And photos of the group popped up in local news outlets, including the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, but also made the British tabloid press, because Britain, the UK is, they are fascinated with us. So whenever they see something like this, they're like, oh, wow, what's this happening here? So the Daily Mail, on their online story about the June the 30th demonstration in Decatur, wrote, armed female Black Panther leads her comrades, including a white recruit, on a march through Georgia. There were several very dramatic photos and embedded Instagram posts, and it's easy to see why the group attracted attention. I've actually had a chat with a few people that I know looking at them, and somebody didn't teach them about how to move in a formation. I'm not going to be nitpicky here, but when you're all clumped up like that, that makes it really easy if somebody's actually opposing you. So the first thing I thought was, this doesn't look real to me. The next thing I was wondering about was, in the pictures I saw no follow-on vehicles. In order to do a military operation, you have to have a logistics train. If you do not have said logistics train, then that means that what you've got going on is whatever you got is what you got, and when you're done, you're done. When you run out of it, if you don't have any food or water, well, that's not good. And bullets are very important, but when you run out of what you've got on you, well, then that makes it even worse. Now, the group attracted attention for a lot of reasons. It was in a moment of fury over police shootings of black people, and the group was perfectly cast. That was the other thing I thought was, this looks a little too good to be true. And within a few days of this occurring, an activist on Twitter sussed out that the group was comprised of models and actors from Atlanta's film and entertainment industries. They were playing dress up. I don't know where they got the weapons. I don't even know if the weapons were real. Some of them, you know, at first glance you'd look at them, but airsoft rifles look very real. And if there is, I know that there's a bunch of entertainment going on in Atlanta, Georgia. And if they have a prop master down there, I know one out of L.A., they have thousands of props. A Twitter user who goes by Wolf the Red identified them from their Instagram accounts, where he found the group modeling haute couture or publicizing their film credits, but zero prior demonstrations, no posts with guns, and no calls to action. He said, this was driving me crazy trying to figure out what's going on in my state, and these are people I can work with or should fight against. And then on Twitter he goes, I finally had a breakthrough with some help when I found the white dude's Instagram. I was able to track down a handful of them through him and came to a hilariously depressing conclusion. So, maybe this is on Instagram. I'm not sure. Here we have, this is on Twitter. A group of Atlanta area models and actors dressed as Black Panthers posed for a photo in the Decatur Square after a march in Raleigh Wednesday afternoon, June 3rd. Members of the group say their intent was genuine, even if the outfits weren't. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution reached out to the members of the group, including Whitney Oney, the striking woman who drew so much attention. Oney is an Atlanta-based graphic designer and model, said the recent protests were not her first time taking to the streets. She said, I started back with the Trayvon Martin case, referring to the 2012 shooting death of the Florida teenager by a neighborhood watch coordinator in a gated community. She said after the death of George Floyd at the hands of Minneapolis police officers, she believed it was very important to use her voice. And to dress the part, I guess. She said, the outfits, we just pulled inspiration from the Black Panthers, she said. It was mostly black and leather, pleather. Some of us are vegans, vegetarians. Try, when you're seeing these things, I know it's very easy to get caught up in some of this stuff, and I get that. But if you see this happening, understand this. There's been one thing that has changed about warfare in the modern era. In the 80s, we referred to this as air land battle doctrine. And there would be some territory that was more prominently held by the bad guys, and there'd be more territory that's more prominently held by us. Now, there would be no line, like a battle line, like this is American territory and this is bad guy territory, simply because infantry's not fought that way nowadays. You go out, you do an operation, you come back. I mean, that's just the way it is. So the airland battle doctrine, and I don't know how this would work out here in the United States if it came down to it, but the airland battle doctrine was an envisioning of circular battles happening around each other on a grid all over the place. And that's kind of what I think would happen in the event that somebody were to try to go operational. Now, the other problem that comes with this is that everybody thinks that, the SEALs are the romantic ones, or the Green Berets are the romantic ones, but really, truly, those guys really appreciate logistics. If they go out on a far-flung mission to where they've got to be operational on their own for a while, they're going to carry everything they're able to use. But they really appreciate it when they have a logistics train with food and first aid and ammunition and parts for your vehicles and whatever else you may need. You know, it's nice to have that available. And that's really how wars are fought and won now, are all based upon logistics. And when you notice anybody out there, if anybody's like, oh, all right, we got this movement of these people. First of all, if they're doing it on foot, okay, if I have to attack you, thanks so much for doing that. You've really made it easy for me. You've really made it easy for me. There's so many different ways to deal with something like that moving, especially when they're moving on a street. That was a dead giveaway right there. They were moving on a street. But try not to let this kind of stuff get to you, because some of it's done as a sort of to get you to change your behavior, if there's actually any sort of malicious intent to it. And some of this is done to get you to maybe commit to something you don't necessarily want to do. And keep that in mind. It's not that big of an issue. It really isn't. It's one of those things where look around them. Don't worry about what they are. Look around them. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American made to the highest standard.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. I saw that, Richard. I saw that I was live. That's why I was doing it. I was doing it on purpose because you couldn't hear nothing else. The McCluskeys, you know, the Democratic lawyers that live in a house that looks like it should be somewhere in on the Mediterranean, but it's in St. Louis. The ones that are now they didn't want to be the face of opposition to the various protests all over the country. They actually find common cause with some of them. Yeah. But they didn't want to become memes either. But that's kind of what happened to them after some protesters walked in on their backyard through a gate onto private property where there is no, there is no public. I'm going to say this one more time. When you live in a gated community, the developer put it together to where this is one big lump of private property. The sidewalks are not, they're private. The roads are private. The wall is private. So when you breach that, you have breached private property, which, you are now in a territory where, depending on how nervous somebody might be, you might be on the receiving end of some gunfire, and it might be legal. It might be justified. Now, with the McCluskeys, they had to face down an angry mob of what they're thinking was between 300 and 500. And they claimed that all the threats began after the first couple of protesters approached their home issuing threats, and they decided to respond accordingly, which I would do too. It was something of a bad situation, to say the least. Well, the protesters went back to the McCluskey's house. Now, see, I saw where Cocaine Mitch McConnell is out there, and he's beginning to take. He said, "I think it's time that we take these guys seriously." Well, yeah, but they decided to go to the house for the protesters. Decided to go to the McCluskey house. Supposedly they were going to the mayor's house, which, according to one of the people that was in one of these chat rooms on where I'm streaming, you couldn't get to the mayor's house from the McCluskey's house. But several hundred protesters made a peaceful return trip to the St. Louis mansion owned by the Caucasian couple whose armed defense of their home during an earlier demonstration earned them both scorn and support. I love that, these mayors the Summer of Love mayor was Durkin, and the mayor in Tacoma, I think. They were out there like, well, these people need a place to express themselves, to get out there and be able to vent their rage. And, it's First Amendment, blah, blah. Until they got to their house. When they got to these respective mayor's house, Durkin wasn't going to do anything about the Chaz, but they showed up at her house, led by one of her county council people. Well, the protesters marched Friday along the busy public boulevard called Kings Highway, which intersects with Portland Place, a private street that is the site of the Renaissance Palazzo-style home of Mark McCluskey, 61, and his 63-year-old wife, Patricia. Chanting protesters stopped at the gate just outside the McCluskey's home for about 15 minutes. The gate that closes the private street to non-residents and extra metal barriers blocked the entrance to Portland Place. Where the protesters had walked earlier in the week on their way to the mayor's home nearby. Inside the gate, more than a dozen men in plain clothes walked the grounds and peered out from a second-floor balcony of the couple's home. One of the protesters decided to get up and straddle a iron gate as if he's going to fly over, but he did not. No one threw anything, and no one behind the gate showed aggression. One man on the McCluskey's balcony clapped along with the chanting protesters. The McCluskey's himself did not make an appearance, which isn't very surprising. But even with what looks like to be a private security group, they likely had their hands on their firearms yet again. Bet I did, or I would. And that's assuming that they were even home. And I don't get this. I really don't get this. This is the problem I have with it. I understand that some people on the left are going to be displeased, especially the protesters. Some of these protesters think that you should just roll over and let them destroy your stuff. You've got insurance, right? That's what they're saying. You don't like them. You know, if you don't like the McCluskeys, they make their living. You know, everybody's always talking about, well, hurt them in their pocketbook, right? Got to hurt them in their pocketbook. Well, don't hire them for a personal injury case. I think they're, the way it sounds, they may be ambulance chasers. I don't know. But showing up their house again, you're getting into harassment now. And that also can be problematic. And at some point, I have to believe that if the mob doesn't move on to someone else, they're going to escalate against the McCluskeys to the point where someone's going to get violent. And the McCluskeys were smart enough to recognize that, which is why there was a bunch of men in plain clothes about the grounds. They're not playing around with their personal safety, nor should you. The irony here is that McCluskeys appear to be supporters of a number of left-leaning movements. Ultimately, these people on the other side of the fence, they're actually allied with the thought pattern of the McCluskeys. But if they keep this up, they're going to push the McCluskeys over to the right along with any number of their friends who don't like what they're seeing happen to their friends. This is the thing about leftism. When you get out there and you think that you have a right to get out here and work over the way somebody lives, that you have a right to get on their, get in their property and maybe destroy some of it, or maybe take their life. Well, now you're changing minds now, and that never works for the leftists. But you know, all of that stuff where I'm talking about, where they're going to change their mind and go over to a different thought pattern, that's the better case scenario. At the very worst, you've got a group on ground that is probably armed to the teeth. You got the McCluskeys. You got these guys. What you're likely looking at, if they decide to make this an ongoing thing and they decide to get violent about it, is bloodshed. Dead people. And for what? Because they defended themselves when you threatened their life? What did you expect? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump and the First Lady are holding a roundtable discussion on reopening schools. Speaking at the discussion, the president says they don't want governors to keep schools closed for political reasons. At that roundtable, Cameron Vaughn, who's a high school student, says schools being reopened are needed for students across the country.
Coming on behalf of the students, it really means a lot just to be able to get back out. And it means a lot to our emotional health and our mental health just to be out there with our friends, because a lot of us don't have that opportunity.
The United States has formally withdrawn from the World Health Organization. The note is sent to the UN Secretary General. That's according to a White House official. President Trump announced in May that we would be withdrawing from the UN agency over what the president described as pro-China bias. This is USA Radio News. Many schools are making decisions on the upcoming school year, and Harvard has announced their plan. USA Radio Network's John Hunt has more.
As colleges and universities nationwide scramble to figure out fall semester plans amid the coronavirus, Harvard University announced it will only invite 40% of its undergraduate population back to campus when the Ivy League institution semester begins in September. Only first years and students who are unable to complete online coursework at home will be allowed on the campus. Tuition will remain the same at $49,653.
Documents show Hunter Biden still controls a stake in a Chinese investment firm, despite his promise to resign from the company's board and a pledge from his father, Joe Biden, that no one in his family will have foreign business entanglement if he is elected in November. Records show that Hunter Biden owns a 10% equity stake in Bohai Harvest, RST. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Peaceful protesters. We've been hearing this term a lot. And many people who are out actually protesting are actually peaceful. They want to be heard. Nothing else. And the only time they would actually consider using violence would be in self-defense. I disagree with them on a whole lot of things, but a lot of these people are just regular good people who think something is a certain way and they're protesting it. The problem is that a lot of people in these protests are not peaceful. They're looking to carry out an act of violence, and they see the protest as the great place to do it because they can melt back into this crowd. I have three altogether. I have three granddaughters. One that's, I think, 9, I'm not sure. One that's 7, and one that's going to be turning 5. Sometimes I manifest feelings in my head trying to think what would happen. What would I do if one of mine were hurt? And, you know, back in the old days, I used to have this romanticized version of what I would do, where I would sell everything I've got and I would search this person. I would search for this person who had taken my loved one, and I would deal with them when I finally got to that. That's actually quite far-fetched. if the police can't find out who did it, the odds of me being able to find out who did it are going to be sort of long. Unless I'm, and I'm not really in a position now to do some of the things I could have maybe done when I was in my 30s. In Atlanta, somebody's 8-year-old daughter, granddaughter, sister, cousin was murdered under the auspice of one of these protests, peaceful protests. We get this from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. An 8-year-old girl was shot and killed Saturday night in Atlanta near the Wendy's, where Rayshard Brooks died last month. Police identified the child Sunday as Sequoria Turner. They responded to a 911 call near University Avenue and I-75A, I-85 around 9:50 p.m. The location of the shooting was in a parking lot across the street from the now burned out Wendy's, which has been occupied by demonstrators since Brooks' death at the hands of an Atlanta police officer. Police said Turner was riding in a car with her mother and her mother's friend when they exited the interstate at University Avenue. The driver tried to turn into the parking lot at 1238 Pryor Road when he was confronted by a group of armed individuals who had blocked the entrance. Very easy to make a turn and go into something like that. Sunday night, Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms blasted protesters who had turned violent. She said, "You can't blame this on a police officer. You can't say this about the criminal justice reform. This is about some people carrying some weapons who shot up a car with an 8-year-old baby in the car. And for what?" "Enough is enough," she continued. "If you want people to take us seriously and you don't want us to lose this movement, we can't lose each other." Well, she's correct on that one. Now, the other part that she needs to spruce up, though, is that she's the one that led to this. Her policies led to this. This move they made, I mean, on the night that Rayshard Brooks was killed, they fired that cop that night. No due process whatsoever. This was basically them throwing him to the mob like they were a bunch of lions and letting them dine on him in order to placate the mob, which it didn't placate the mob. Now you've got... I'm going to make a presumption here. Let's say you got a carload of people that just happen to be black Americans. They drive into a place with a bunch of armed black Americans, and they go in there, and they're surrounded, and they get and the car gets shot up. And an 8-year-old baby, it's killed. Now, if this is the kind of change you're trying to make, this is going to eventually result in everybody involved in that area. Everybody that was armed there to show up to try to take things on, they're all going to die if they decide to fight this war this way. They will resist when they try to clean them out, like they did at the Chaz. And they'll resist, and, you know, and there will be no change. None. You can't shoot people, regardless of age or race, and expect people to back you. You just can't do that. I mean, if you want to tell me that black lives matter and then you kill a 8-year-old little girl that's black, did her life not matter? Is there like a favored group of black lives versus a unfavored group of black lives? I saw Don Lemon talking to Terry Crews about this, and Don Lemon was out there saying, well, the Black Lives Matter movement is about police brutality. And if you want to have an all Black Lives movement, well, you need to do that. And Terry Crews is trying to tell Don Lemon, who, you know, Don Lemon is, I don't know if, you know, I saw this meme with Spanky from the Little Rascals, who you couldn't watch nowadays because they're politically incorrect. In the meme, Spanky goes, "If stupid could fly, you'd be a jet." And that's what it's like. Every time I see Don Lemon's interviewing somebody, I begin to understand more and more why it's so much better for Don if they're not in studio, because some of the stupid things he says and some of the stupid positions he puts out there to justify his bubbled world. You can't really tell it by looking at it, but like this mic arm right here, which would be in that area, this weighs a lot. this weighs a lot, and it would hurt somebody if you were to slap them with it. And every time he starts talking, I just feel, not because he's black, but just because he's dumb, because he's a leftist. And he thinks it's so, Don thinks it's okay. His position, the way he puts his position together, he thinks it's okay for this 8-year-old little girl to die. Now, the totality of everybody that's involved in the Black Lives Movement, I see a lot of people that are very naive about a lot of things. They're not responsible for this. Yet, those people who were in the area and have failed to provide evidence to the police, why haven't the shooters been identified? Why don't those Black Lives Matter? Why are we not going after the killers of those black people? People that are not providing evidence, that's on you. If you see something like this happen, which killing a child is an aberration. I've always felt that way. If you see that happen and then you don't get, and you know who did it, and you don't do anything about it, you deserve to rot in prison right next to whoever pulled the trigger. You know, maybe I'm a little biased on this because I have granddaughters. All I'm thinking is to hell with the narrative. There's a little girl that's dead. That's what I'm thinking. That's all I'm thinking. That's what everybody should be thinking. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I'm here with Scott Yuseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. So we just talked about the murder of Sequoria Turner. Shot for the crime of being 8. A little girl who couldn't have done anything. And when the car she was riding in turned into in her parking lot, they were faced with armed protesters who objected to what the driver was trying to do, which was, I guess, drive somewhere. And a little girl died. And this is the Atlanta version now of the Chop or the Chaz or the Chud. So coming from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, we get Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms has ordered a Black Lives Matter occupied zone around a downtown Wendy's, the site where Rayshard Brooks was shot and killed in an encounter with cops last month, dismantled and cleared after an 8-year-old girl was allegedly murdered by protesters Sunday. I find that interesting, just that phrase, because I'm almost certain they did not say that about, what was that guy's last name, Golf Rolf, whatever his name was, the officer that got fired. I'm sure they didn't say he allegedly murdered him. I'm sure they said that he murdered Mr. Brooks. The young girl, Sequoria Turner, was killed when her mother exited the freeway and turned into a parking lot playing host to the Occupy protest, similar to the one that cropped up in Seattle's Capitol Hill neighborhood earlier in June. Protesters reportedly swarmed the woman's vehicle and fired a number of shots at the family, hitting Sequoria. In a press conference Sunday night, Bottoms was ordered the occupied zone cleared and declared that protesters would no longer be able to set up a long-term camp at the site of Brooks' death. After a night of a dozen shootings, including one in which an 8-year-old girl was killed, Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms on Sunday said protesters could no longer occupy the Wendy's where a police officer shot and killed Rayshard Brooks last month. This raises an issue, one that is of the mayor's own making. Because the only way to clear the area of protesters who don't want to leave is to either use the police or the National Guard. Now, the National Guard is a non-starter for what should be fairly obvious reasons. The idea of soldiers clearing an area on American soil will not play well on television. which is actually a consideration nowadays. I don't know why it is. But now we have the police to consider. And how are they going to clear it? Because after they fired this police officer who shot Rayshard Brooks, people started calling him sick. They still have horrendous morale issues after the Brooks incident. An officer was fired, another was reassigned before an investigation into their actions could even begin. And this all happened because of Keisha Lance Bottoms, the mayor. This was at her direction. And I'll be honest with you, I don't know if the Atlanta Police Department is going to be even remotely interested in rolling into an area where the potential exists for more violence, knowing that if somebody dies, they're going to be the ones that are left and hung out to dry. But this didn't stop, you know, right now a lot of people are already asking, why haven't they already moved in? Back to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, they tried to ask Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms and Interim Police Chief Rodney Bryant why the city did not remove the armed protesters, but the mayor, who announced she tested positive for COVID-19, did not comment. A spokesperson for the chief didn't respond to questions from the AJC about if police were aware that the group had threatened people with guns, and if so, why they took no action, which is a stupid question to ask the police chief after what happened there. That's a stupid question. The protesters who camped out at Wendy's denied responsibility in Sicoria's killing, which, okay, who did it? If you didn't do it, who did it? The police chief also declined to answer questions about whether Bottoms made the decision to allow protesters to remain at the site if the department was aware of people being threatened by armed protesters and why they didn't stop armed demonstrators from using guns to block the road. Additionally, and this is, the can is going to get kicked down the road an awful lot here. The city council could not provide answers as to why the city failed to rein in the armed protesters. City Council President Felicia Moore said she visited the Wendy's more than a half dozen times since Rayshard Brooks was shot. She described a noticeable lack of police presence, especially after a woman was shot there on June the 20th. I've seen video of that. She got clipped in the leg by a round that was just, I mean, there's a lot of shooting going on. And when you are standing upright, guess what? When you're out there going, is that a real gun? Yeah. Those gunshots. Yeah. Well, by the way, Felicia Moore said the demonstrators believe a white man fired a gun into the crowd and the police were slow to respond. A white guy, this was a white guy's fault. We already know why the police haven't stepped in. They're not going to step in. Nobody wants to be fired and or prosecuted for trying to do their job. Occasionally, people, I know this is not going to come as a shock to some of you, occasionally police have to kill people. Occasionally regular people have to kill people when they're committing a crime. And in Atlanta, now the precedent is if you do, you're going to be fired and prosecuted and arrested. Bad cops, you know, when you find a real bad cop, and there's plenty of them. When I say plenty of them, the percentage of bad cops is probably the same as the percentage of people that are criminals in the regular population. It's a not very big percentage. There's not a lot of cops to begin with. There's only 920,000 nationwide, federal, state, and local, sworn police officers. Bad cops need to be isolated and punished. No one argues about that. But there's a process that needs to be followed to determine if someone is a good cop or a bad one after an incident like the death of Rayshard Brooks. And they didn't follow that in Atlanta. They threw that right out the door. And so no one should be surprised that the officers aren't going to go and put everything on the line in Atlanta. If you want to see that change, then the police departments in these cities where they're being thrown under the bus, you're going to have to back them You're going to have to let them know that you support them. And you got to let them know that if you're in the right, I'm going to back you. And if you're in the wrong, I'm going to find you and I'm going to punish you. Put that out front and then go. But you got to give them a fair shake to determine if one of their actions was wrong or right. And in Atlanta, Georgia, they don't have that right now. There's no need to sit around and go, I can't understand what's going on with this right now. What's going on there is that one of these guys took action against, Rayshard Brooks basically beat up two cops and stole a taser and was running and turned on one of the cops with the taser. If he had shot the cop with the taser, he could have disarmed the cop with his gun. And then even with these retention holsters, you're eventually going to get it out of the holster. Even with a retention holster. So then he would have been an armed drunk guy. And maybe he would have killed both of those cops. And since they have no way of knowing where Rayshard's going to stop, they have to do what they did. And they got thrown under the bus, and Atlanta PD does not believe that anybody's got their backs. And that's on the mayor and the city of Atlanta. What's happening there now, you precipitated it. Sorry. Hour number 3 is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.